Last night, hundreds gathered to find out more about the Nevada Department of Transportation's three proposed courses of action on revamping the Spaghetti Bowl. That's where I-80 meets US 395 at Reno, a point of many traffic and safety concerns for locals. However, the preferred plan that NDOT would like to go forward with includes a closure of an exit ramp that many deem crucial to the operation of the Reno-Tahoe International Airport. Officials with the Nevada Department of Transportation say to offset the closure of southbound I-580 exit going towards the airport, it plans to expand the other entrance through Plum Lane in Reno to accommodate the extra vehicles. Lisa Ginoli is the chairperson for the airport and spoke during the public comment section. Ginoli approves of most of the plan, except for the closure of that particular ramp.
Removing the southbound airport ramp access is akin to moving backward in time. The ramp was built in 1989. If it was deemed necessary in 1989, it cannot be expendable today when we have more passengers, more flights, more cargo, more population, and greater security risks that require rapid first responder access to the terminal.
While Ginoli and many others had concerns about airport access, Dale Keller, NDOT's project manager for the Spaghetti Bowl, says their proposed plan would increase access to the airport despite the ramp closure.
Now, but without those airport ramps, yes, you'll see maybe an additional minute by sitting at that light at Plum, but overall you have a net decrease of time getting to the airport. We found the operations operate just efficiently without those airport ramps there.
Public comment for the proposed plans is open until January 15th. NDOT officials estimate they'll make a final decision and begin the design process this coming July. This is KUNR.